For many of us, there is a distinct difference between the interjection arg and the interjection ugh.
That's what they say. There's a lot of arguing and ugging going on, and they don't mean the same thing, do they?
Well, for me, they don't. Do they mean the same thing for you?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
So what's the difference for you?
Arg is exasperation, and ugh is ill.
So I'm absolutely with you. The arg, frustration, exasperation, it's when my internet goes out and I go, arg, because I'm frustrated. And like you, ugh is a little bit more disgust or disappointment about something that's happened.
And let's make clear that that is U-G-H.
It is. And of course, being the historian of English that I am, I thought, how old are these? So I went to the OED to try to find out. Arg is first cited in 1800, originally spelled A-G-H, and by the mid-20th century spelled with the R, A-R-G-H. Ugh is a little bit older, first cited in 1765, and the first citations in the OED have ugh as the representation of coughing. So someone goes ugh, ugh, ugh to show that they're coughing. And then by the mid-19th century, it's a term for disgust.
And ugh is contained in the word cough.
That's true.
Which, I know, I'm so clever. So these are noises that we're making, but they're more nuanced than just a noise, right?
Well, that's what I think is interesting about them, is that they're all interjections, and most of them are imitative. They just are trying to represent sounds we make, but we have a sense that there are distinctions among them. So we've talked about ones for frustration or disgust. We have ones for surprise or fear. And one of the ones that you brought to my attention, which I had not thought about, was yikes.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, that must be have a pretty long history. That is Shakespearean or something.
Yeah.
But I looked in the OED, and the first citation in the OED for yikes is 1971.
Now, that really surprises me. I see it used a lot online now. Someone's yikes. It could be, ooh, sort of an awkward thing happened, or wow, this is really something. But it's that new? That really surprises me.
It surprised me, too. And then I thought, okay, well, how old is eek? E-E-K.
Another good one.
1932.
Huh.
So other ones that are surprisingly new. Oops.
Oh, really?
1921. But this one has a longer history if we look at where it comes from. Oops, according to the editors of the OED, is a shortening from ups-a-daisy, which shows up in 1862. And ups-a-daisy comes from up-a-daisy, which goes back to 1711, that what you say when you're helping a kid get up. Up-a-daisy,
yeah,
ups-a-daisy.
That makes sense. What about yuck?
Yuck, 1966.
That shocks me. That really does. Some other ones, whew, W-H-E-W, and phew, those are much older.
Those are old. So whew, 1500, phew, 1604.
Amazing. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.